סעיף רמד, כפי שיש לו מום בפניו וביודו כגוין, שבוהקניוס ארקומוס ארקושוס, a person who has some type of abnormality in his face or in his hand, if they have white spots on them, or the crooked or bent, in a fashion they will attract people's attention. Lo yisas kapa fnei mistaklin boy. Attracts people's attention. Places they go up to the duchen barefoot, if he has some abnormalities in his feet, also should not duchen. He's constantly has saliva dripping out of his mouth onto his beard, and of zol for his dima, or he's constantly tearing from his eyes. He's blind in one of his eyes in a fashion that's very recognizable that something's wrong with his eye. Lo yisa kapuf. He should not duch. V'ma yadosh v'iro dahayinu l'shem regilun boi makirim hakol sheyish lo yisa mum. Yisa kapuf. He's living in the city for a period of time. Everybody recognizes him. And they know that's where he looks. Doesn't attract attention. Then he can duch. Afilu suma b'shnei eda. Even if he's blind in both eyes, as long as the people are familiar with him. What is the amount of time to be familiar? After living the 30 days with his mumim, it's considered that people already used him. If he went temporarily to another city and he was there only for 30 days, since he's only there temporarily, he cannot do it over there. But if he's planning to be there on even a semi-permanent basis, because he has a position, he has teaching, then he's considered a person that people recognize and he could do it. Now, you're all wondering, what's the problem? He's covering himself up with a talus. So that's the Sif Lamed Aleph. And Minagam Malkam Ashashon Kohanim Talus Abtneim Afilu Yesh Befonov Yodov Kamamumim Yisus Kapov. So basically, nowadays that the Kohanim covered themselves up, then we don't care if they have a mum, because nobody's going to notice it anyway. The Ramos says, V'dafkeim ha'yu yodos v'fnim min ha'talas, im ha'yu mechutz lo'im ha'netalas li'yodos. That which we say, that if he covers himself up, obviously he has to cover up his hands, because if he has a mum on his hands and they're outside of the talas, it will once again attract attention. So the bottom line is, there's no problem with a mum. The problem is that if he has something that attracts people's attention and distracts them from the Birkas Kohanim, then he should not go up for the Birkas Kohanim. Sif Lamed Beis, Ha'yu yodos v'tzvuas istus u'pua. He has some dyes that color his hands. Lo yisas kapuf b'nei sham mistaklim b'em. Also causes people to get distracted. And roi v'ayim alachta makaf yisas kapuf v'chein v'dosh b'yir yisas kapuf. If most people are dealing with dyes and they have dyes on the hand, or he's somebody that people are used to seeing in town, also he can duchen even though he has colors on his hands. As we said before, that nowadays that people cover up the Kohanim cover up their hands, there's no problem with any of these things.